In this episode, you will respect what I say. You will take heed. You will respect this episode.
The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. The bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, testing, testing. Test, test, test. Testing, test ickles. Testing, test ickles. Test ickles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 721 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swolecast, beardcast, broadcast, gamecast, mancast, sleazecast, nipplecast, and beardcast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. And if I said beardcast twice, it's because it's twice as important. Welcome, everyone, to episode 721. Thank you for joining me for the quadcast live on Twitch, twitch.tv/swolenormous. You can also catch it on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, all at swolenormous. And of course, the podcast on SoundCloud and iTunes. So as everyone comes on in through the virtual door, say what up, float some biceps, float some hearts, share some shit, and say what up to old Papa Swolio. Going live on a Friday night, still grinding, still hustling. What are you doing on a Friday night? What up, beaches? Anyone wasted already on 8 o'clock? You fucking jabronis. What up, swole pimp? Put your beard in a bun. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do bun day. I'll be Man Bunderson one of these days. What's up, G? Genevieve Lynn, Matt Abigail. Hi from London again, Swoley. You're in London right now. It's like 2 a.m. Are you guys at the pub drinking pints? At the bar, you Brits, you crazy bastards. Oh, I got the hiccups all of a sudden. So I was just finishing up some coffee that I had from like earlier. I had some company over today. We're brainstorming, mind mashing, mashing minds, and made a little extra. Went through two pots of coffee today. You know, not all myself, but went through some Joe. So I got some more bulletproof here. Hi from Egypt. Oh, we're doing that. We're doing that on a Friday. I just saw London and Egypt. So rep your country. Where are you from? Where are you watching the Daily Swole right now? No one's. Everyone's sleeping on YouTube. YouTube doesn't love me tonight. YouTube's not having it. Where are you from right now? Right, where you're from? Latvia? Holy shit. We're going international this evening. Yeah, make sure you rep your country where you're watching the Daily Swole from. And I'll give you all a little bit more insight on the deets, what's been going down with the community. The community is blowing up, by the way. So everyone that's watching and just tuning in, thank you so much for all the love and the support, especially those of you that are just hooking into Swolenormous X, those of you that are new to the community that took advantage of your free trial to Swolenormous X. Had so many people coming in the last couple days. So if you're brand new to the Swolenormous X community as well, float some hearts, say what up. So Swolenormous X members, holla for Adara. Pinch your nips if you're in Swolenormous X. Ooh, pinching. And those of you that are just tuning in, that's where all my programs and all my workshops and instructional videos and nutrition and the whole private community here on Facebook and on SwolenormousX.com is. So if you're interested in checking it out, free trial offer right now so you can try it for an entire week and join the community and hook into getting fit for the rest of your fucking life. And that's actually part of what we're talking about. That's actually part of what we're talking about today is getting fit for the rest of your life, not just for summer, because it's freaking perfect time as any. I feel like there's the second resolution time period. First is the beginning of the year, New Year's resolutions, and then it's getting in shape for summer, and that's getting ready for summer and then starting to focus on that next resolution. I'm going to lose weight for summer, right? I'm going to start getting in shape for summer. So that's the second part. That's the second part of the year where we make our next resolution. I'm going to lose weight for summer. I'm going to do it before the 1st of June, June 1st, or by the end of May, or before our vacation that we're taking in July or August, 4th of July or whatever shit like that. My mom says that you're sexy. How old's your mom? Send me a pic or it didn't count. My mom says that you're sexy. Your mom has good taste. Papa Swole, bestow knowledge upon us, please. I'm about to, Jesus. It's about to get nasty. It's about to get really nasty. And the title of this episode is Respect This Episode. Respect This Episode. Bulking for summer. Hey, bro. Dreaming of gains. Where's everyone watching from? Luis, what's going on? Dash, what's up, Gina? What up, fam? What up, Eric? All right, now the community, now the crew. The hard workers are still putting in time on a Friday night at 8 o'clock. Aren't we beasts? Aren't we monsters? We're fucking monsters. We're animals here. This is how we do on the daily. We have some chill episodes on the weekends and when it's later at night. We have some really chill episodes because everyone's like coming in and just fucking punching out from the week. Some people are drinking already, but it's fun. Colorado, where else you're from? Cali. So today's episode is Respect This Episode. That's the title. Respect This Episode. In parentheses, don't miss this. You don't want to miss this episode. I want everyone to respect, and I want everyone to get in and get your nipples warmed. I want you to rev that nip game up because I'm about to drop some fucking stones on you. We're going to go full-blown respect. I want everyone to really pay close attention and respect really what I say during this episode. And you only really need to respect this episode because of what the episode contains. And I want to make it completely clear because we touched upon it a little bit yesterday. We touched upon it a little bit yesterday discussing bulking. And if you didn't watch yesterday's episode 720, we had Ben on and it was a great call-in episode. So we talked a lot about bulking. We talked a lot about yoga and really the fundamentals and what it takes to get great results. What it takes to get results, period. And we discussed keeping that circle of friends or those that you keep close to you, how to keep it tight, how to keep the right people in your circle, how to approach that because not everyone's going to support your journey. There is so much value in yesterday's episode, and I really encourage you, if you didn't catch 720, go back and watch it. If you have time tonight, tomorrow, your first priority after listening to this podcast is to listen to yesterday's episode 720. That is your next priority. So much wisdom in what we discussed. There was losing body fat, right? Losing pain, getting rid of pain. We talked about building muscle, bulking. We talked about yoga and mobility. We talked about discipline. We talked about your circle, your community, your tight-knit group of friends, like your starting five, your top five, your top 10. It was mostly psychological, wasn't it? How many of you listened or were here for yesterday's episode? Would you say that yesterday's episode was more psychological or was it more physical? We talked about nutrition yesterday. We discussed what it really takes to bulk up. We talked about eating when you're full, eating when you're sick, eating when you're stuffed. Do you think yesterday's episode, do you think all those topics, all those things that I just mentioned, do you think that's more psychological or do you think that's more physical? I think it is in the mind. I think it is psychological. I think that your approach and your success is going to absolutely hinge. I'm not talking about will be influenced or slightly influenced or swayed. It hinges on your psych game. It hinges on your head game. Your winning and losing with fitness, with life, it's all in the head. And I've been doing a ton of meditation lately. I've been doing a ton of thinking. I've put out some content that we spoke about yesterday, and I probably spoke about the day before, the back to my roots, right? Going back to my roots with some content and my approach to what I'm doing with my community, going back to my roots, but still progressing, and how we need to shift from thinking about going back to our roots or going back to what works or going back to the basics, how going back to the basics doesn't mean you're going backwards. Yeah, I'll repeat that one more time. Going back to the basics doesn't mean that you're going backwards. So what I mean by that is going back to the basics doesn't mean you're treading over places you've already trudged before. It doesn't send you back to old challenges. It's not a step backwards. You're not regressing. You're not going back in time. You're still moving forwards. Simplifying is great for starters. If you're new to fitness, or when you're new to fitness, because all of us were new to fitness at some point. All of us were new to studying nutrition and applying nutrition and trying to improve our nutrition. We're all new to it at some point, whether you're new to it now and you're just finding my content, whether you've been doing it for 5 years, or at least it doesn't mean you're an expert. It just means you've been paying attention to it. You've kind of been in the fitness game doing stuff for about, you know, 6 months, a year, 10 years, doesn't matter. They're beginners and they're people with more experience, okay, with anything. That just makes sense. Now, what you need to realize is that keeping it simple is great for beginners. Those of you at the beginning of your journey, keeping it simple is extremely important. You don't need to get complicated. You need to focus on the basics. You need to ace those things first. However, going back to the basics and simplifying things is also an amazing technique for advanced, for experts, for people that have had multitudes of successes. There are so many lessons to be learned from simplifying things and from doing the basics. There's so much to learn and there's so much to improve on. You can always go back to the basics and do it better and create a better foundation and then progress from there. It's like you're never going back to the beginning. Failures become successes, yeah? We've had that discussion before. Failures become successes. If you look at them as a success, if you look at it as something that you tried that didn't work and you learned what didn't work, and then you proceed to try other avenues. And that's one of Thomas Edison's famous quotes, "I didn't fail 10,000 times, I found 10,000 ways that didn't work," referring to making the light bulb. You didn't fail 10,000 times, you determined that these ways are not effective or they are ineffective. Same thing with nutrition, same thing with training. And as you develop and as you change, as you get older and as you get more experience and as your body gets exposed to more things, that's going to vary. You're going to have to go back to the basics. You're going to have to reassess. You're going to have to see what works now best for your body because now you're older and now you've had more experience with training. Your body reacts differently. You are going to change. You're going to change as you get older. And you have to be open-minded to that. But going back to the basics is so important. And that's why I love making that video on the porch, because it hasn't been that long, but it was a year or two ago and I was making all these videos on the porch and like, fuck, I'm going back to the porch. I'm going to get back to the straight shit content in your face. Going to drop some awesome nukes in the, you know, minute and a half videos, those little inspirational videos. And I'm going to crush those a lot too. And everyone loves those. It's a great pick-me-up. It's a quick thing in the feed. Bam. Sometimes you could strap in for a longer podcast, but not always. Sometimes you just want a little injection in your day. And that's what I'm there for. And I'm learning a little bit more with the community. I'm learning a little bit more with you, what my role is, not just what I do and what I like to do and what I want to do and what I want to create. It's also what you respond to, what you like, what you want from me, what you benefit most from. And there's that fine line with what I do here with Swolenormous. It's what is the trade-off? I want to enjoy what I do. And you want good content and you want stuff that's going to drive you and give you great information. So there has to be that fine line between what you enjoy and what I enjoy doing. But I'll enjoy doing things that help you and that further you and that inspire you to do better and to be better. So it's a cycle. It's a cycle. That's why I'm always asking. That's why we're always interacting. That's why I'm really learning a lot about what you want so I can do things better. And that's what you have to ask yourself with your body. You have to see what your body wants. You have to listen to it. You have to adjust. You have to learn. You have to go back to the basics and relearn. When you're 20 years old, your body will speak a different language than when you're 30 years old. Think about that. Think of it as like a different dialect. When you're 20, you're going to speak a language a certain way. Your body will speak a certain language in general. When you're 25, that language will change slightly. When you're 30, you're not going to understand too much of the same language. A lot of it's familiar. When you're 40 and 50, your body is going to speak a completely different language. Your body is going to tell you things in a different way at a different time after a different intensity when you're 40 and 50 than when you're 20. you will never go out all night drinking and still go to the gym again. That ends when you're like 22. That really ends really early, like in college years. That ends when you're in your early 20s. No longer is it cool. Hey, I'm going to go out Friday night, like right now. I'm going to go out drinking, like, and drink 16 beers and then stay up all night, get some shitty sleep, wake up like hungover and go to the gym and max out on legs and squats. That doesn't happen. That might happen in college. You stay up all night and then set a personal record in the squat the next day. You're not going to do that. That happens in college, maybe a couple times. No, you don't do that shit anymore. Your body doesn't allow that to happen. Your body doesn't interest you, but you don't do that shit anymore. Who the fuck goes out binge drinking on a Friday night and still like trains? Like if you're older than 22, 23, I'm 34. I'm not drinking all night on Friday, staying up all night and then doing legs the next day. Fuck it. You're like, I'll do it Sunday. I'll do it on Monday. I'm going to recover. You don't do that shit anymore. You just don't. It doesn't even cross your mind. Like, fuck that. I'm not working out. Are you out of your fucking mind? If you're that, and here's the thing, if you're that serious about your training, you really want to work out, you're not going to go out all night drinking anyway. My point is that you're going to change. Your body is going to speak a different language. You're going to be a different person when you're 50. I know because I'm a different person when I'm 34, almost 35, than when I was 20 or 25. You're just different. Your body's been under more stress. Your body has done more weights. You've had more injuries in that 10, 20 years. You've had more life experiences. Your body is just more worn down, or you're stronger than you were then, but you also have to adjust the tension. That's why you can't lift heavy forever. That's why yoga and mobility is so important. And this is why I want you to respect this fucking episode. Because if any of you watching or listening are not doing yoga or mobility, you are losing everything. You're losing. You are losing life, fitness. You're losing if you're not doing yoga. If you're not practicing yoga, you are losing fitness. You're just losing it. You're missing the point. That's my real focus of today's episode. That's why I want you to respect this fucking episode. You need to respect your body. You need to be doing shit right. And if you're not doing mobility work, if you're not doing yoga, if you're not treating your body with this respect, you are going to be so fucked up when you're in your 40s and 50s and 60s, you are going to regret it so hardcore that you can listen to me now. You are going to regret it. 1,000% you're going to fucking regret it. And it's not going to fix everything. Even when you start then, even if you start, it'll make it better. But you are going to miss the boat. Now is your opportunity. This isn't going to be a super long episode. It's Friday night. We're chilling. I want to get a couple points across that your body is going to speak a different language as you get older. You're a different person when you're older than you are now. You need to start thinking about that time because it's coming. And if you don't focus on your mobility, if you don't focus on that proper foundation now, it's hard to pick up and create that later. That's why it's called a foundation. You've never seen a building built from the top down. Who builds the top floor and then builds downwards? Shit doesn't float in the air, fam. You have to build the foundation first. You have to build the foundation first. Foundation comes first. The foundation comes first. Has to. The foundation absolutely has to come first. So if you're going to build that foundation, you better do it right. Yeah? If you build that foundation, you better do it right. You better do it right. And it has to be with the foundation of mobility. It has to be with yoga. It has to be with that kind of active recovery. And that's the shit that you can't get later on. I shouldn't say you can't get it later on, but that's the stuff that you can't begin again from zero and do it the right way. Like, do it now. You mean you can't build a pyramid from the point down? That's exactly what I mean. Yeah. Yeah, Carl. Yeah, Carl. That's exactly what I mean, bruh. No, you cannot build a pyramid from the top down. If that's how the pyramids were built, then yeah, aliens really did do it. That would answer that question pretty quickly. That would be a quick close to that discussion. Did humans build them? Yeah, from the top down? Yeah, aliens. So any questions about that? I mean, questions about yoga. And the reason why I reiterate that, because yesterday we talked about yoga and how it transformed Ben's life yesterday in yesterday's episode 720. That's why I recommend everyone check that out. But I got a bunch of messages on Facebook and Instagram after that episode because we talked so much about yoga, and then I got a bunch of messages and feedback from guys saying, yeah, yoga, I had the same thing. I didn't believe in yoga. I didn't give it too much attention. But once I started doing it, it changed my life. And that's why this community has been so strong and has been so powerful, because a lot of you have been introduced to yoga the first time from my content and from Swolenormous X. Those of you that are Swolenormous X members, you know we do weekly yoga classes, and my whole programming and my whole approach is all about yoga and mobility. And the feedback from everything we've talked about since started doing the Daily Swole 721 episodes ago, it was such an open-mindedness to try yoga. And I've been pushing this since the beginning. It's just so important. It's so important. It's such a foundation of corrective exercise, of creating that environment of mobility and of correction before the injuries take place and you need to fix things. It's prehabilitation. You're doing rehab stuff essentially before you have that issue. You're keeping your body healthy. Dennis Dale, does it get easier in time? Sure, everything does with practice. That's why it's called a yoga practice. You're never good or bad at yoga. You just practice it. You practice it. Yes, I'm live on YouTube. I'm live on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitch right now. Thank you, Major, for answering that question on Instagram. Doug Barber, preach it, brother. At 54, there are regrets, but making changes for the better every day. And yeah, that's something that you can practice every day. You can practice yoga a little bit every day. You can practice it 3 times a week. But practice. And I love it. In the comments, we have a lot of dudes that are in their 50s. A lot of people here watching their 30s and 40s. It doesn't matter what age. If you have kids, your kids will do yoga with you. I'm just saying, this is the mentality you need to have. It's Friday night. We're chilling. We're just throwing shit out there. But I want everyone to see this title and say, respect this episode. I want to see what I should be respecting. You should respect yoga. You should respect your body. And yoga is the best way to respect your body. If you love your body, if you say you love your body and you really want to improve your fitness and you're taking your fitness seriously, if you take your fitness seriously or you say you take your fitness seriously, but you're not practicing yoga, you have some work to do. You have some things to change. You don't really take it seriously if you're not practicing yoga or you don't know enough about it and you haven't stepped up your game. That is when you will really see some serious change. Carl Arnold, I pulled something at work last Friday. I did yoga for a couple days straight, and by Monday, I was back to 100%. I've had those experiences too. I have those experiences too. You feel off. Something happens. You strain something. You do yoga, and it balances your shit out. That's what it does. And you start recovering from those things. It doesn't mean that you'll never get hurt again. It just means that your body will adapt to all these different planes of motion. And you'll be activating all these smaller muscles that usually get tweaked in these injuries that we do have in everyday life. But you give your body more exposure to those things and you minimize your risk of injury and you recover faster when you do get injured. That's what proper training does. It minimizes the impact of negativity, physical negativity in your life and emotional. Do CrossFit on Twitch? Yeah, that's not recommended. Joanne Mary, I've been living a fit lifestyle and working out for years now, only just starting to do yoga now. It's amazing, and I definitely should have been doing it from the start. I know. That's why I'm telling you all now. If you're not doing yoga yet, please add it. Joanne Mary, yep, thank you for that. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly the comment. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Alicia Garrett, get enlightened, people. Yoga for life. Yoga for life. So YouTube, I don't know if YouTube went through. I'm not seeing action on YouTube. I don't know if there was some kind of crash or something on the system. So if you're watching on YouTube, I'm not seeing comments. So it happens. Tech is weird. But everyone on all episodes, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Friday. Again, those of you that are interested, if you've never tried yoga, if any of you are really looking to start yoga, you've never tried yoga, you want to start yoga tonight, If any of you watching, listening, you want to start yoga tonight, then jump on the free trial of Swolenormous X, swolenormousx.com. You can check out all the yoga classes. I do online classes myself. I practice my own, and I also do the classes that I even do that. I do the classes that we have in Swolenormous X. So if you're interested in checking that out and trying some yoga tonight, if you've never done it, SoulNormousX.com got some great beginner classes and entry levels. Tanya Freeman, long-term planning today. Be authentic, back to the basics, and do yoga. What a great day to do yoga. I'm probably going to practice a little bit tonight. I'm probably going to practice a little bit of yoga tonight. For those of you that are in Swolenormous X already, there's going to be a level 3 class coming. I would say this weekend or early next. Yeah, a new level 3 class, which should be lit. And some more instructional videos coming the next couple of days. So exciting times. And I'll see a bunch of you that I've already dropped in Facebook and on Instagram. Those of you that are saying, I'm talking about Swolenormous X, just check out the website. Yes, it's at swolenormousx.com. If you want to try those yoga classes and jump on that today. I've done every body part for myself, for my bodybuilding split this week. So either tonight or tomorrow is going to be a yoga day, some foam rolling and stuff. So I'm probably going to get to that right now, especially after I get up the podcast. But your homework, everyone, if you haven't checked out episode 720, yesterday's episode, go check it out. It's awesome. It's amazing. And that is a great prequel to this episode. And that will give you a lot of insight into mobility and how it can help you as you gain muscle. Zach Perez, can't wait to join Swolenormous X. Looking into it tonight. Yeah, dude, just check out the website and you can use live chat or message me here on Facebook. Let me know if you have any questions. But yeah, fam, free trial. Check it out, swolenormousx.com, and you can hook into that today and start trying the brand new programming and stuff. And those of you that are already in Swolenormous X, I will be, today's Friday, so I'm probably going to do it tomorrow afternoon, I would think. I want to talk a little bit more about some of the new updates that are coming for X and some of the things you can expect. So we're going to do a live cast in the group this weekend and maybe some live training stuff in there as well. So I'm going to be in there a lot this weekend, I expect. So make sure you, as always, keep your notifications on. Just keep your eyes peeled in the private Facebook group for Swolenormous X members. Check that out. And tomorrow we'll be live again. I'm really looking forward to some of the content this week. I'm going to hit some stuff hard. I want to really get cerebral. I want to really get into some open Q&A and get some questions going. We will have another call on Sunday. Expect another call, which is going to be awesome. It's going to be a little bit more about advanced. It's going to be a little bit more advanced programming on Sunday's live call, because it's someone that's been through some of my advanced work and my advanced training. And we'll talk a little bit more about program progressions and manipulations with training modules and training protocols. So that's going to be really awesome for Sunday. So tomorrow will also probably be some more of like a Q&A, open Q&A. So make sure you turn on your post notifications and hook into that. And we'll take a lot of questions. I want to do a lot of Q&A tomorrow if possible. So just make sure that you turn on your notifications. So when we go live, you can jump on that. Yoga has helped with my scoliosis pain. Symptoms are less severe, no doubt. Corinthia, can I do it even after lumbar surgery? You can do anything. You could do yoga, and you can definitely do the content, the training in Swolenormous X if you progress it. As long as you're cleared for exercise, if you're cleared by your physician for exercise, you can absolutely start with the primer week in Swolenormous X and start with yoga and stuff like that. The lower level yoga classes, absolutely. You know, as long as you are cleared for exercise and you're not having pain or discomfort, you can proceed with training. But if you had lumbar surgery, you definitely need to make sure you have clearance for training and for exercise and activity. But maybe you're asking because you have clearance. So yeah, it's not like powerlifting or anything like that. It's hypertrophy. It's bodybuilding. It's great for weight loss, great for mobility. It's great for beginners. It's great for advanced. It's just a fantastic program. All the programming and all the stuff that I'm adding, which is, can't talk about it. That's what I'm announcing in the private Facebook group this weekend. That's what I'm going to be discussing and giving a little more teasers and giving some more insight on that, because I've been kind of telling everyone that for a couple days now. So we'll talk. I don't want to speak any more about it right now. So I'll tell all the Swolenormous X members. Well, I'll go live in the Facebook group this weekend. I love yoga for both mind and body. Hell yeah. It sets a great mindset for self-love and helps me focus more on my workouts. Yoga's amazing. It's amazing. I'll end with that. It's amazing physically, mentally. It's a great balance. If you're not doing it, do it. If you need classes, if you want to start today, if you want to start this weekend, if you don't have access to great classes, if you want top line instruction, check it out. Check out the free trial, SolnormousX, SolnormousX.com. Go to your local studio. Just do some kind of yoga. Get involved. Get involved with some type of yoga practice. That's, I just promote it. I'm just a huge supporter, and that's why a lot of my content revolves around it. It's just the shit. Deborah Emery, your chats about yoga gave me the push to try yoga, and I signed up for unlimited classes for the month of May. Yoga is the bomb. Anyone that tries yoga, if you practice it regularly, you will be saying the same things. It's a game changer for how your body feels. So I encourage you all that to try that. That's your goal for this weekend. If you've never done a yoga class, do one, whether it's online or whether it's in person. Sign up and do a yoga class this weekend. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining me for episode 721 of the Daily Mother. The most muscular swole cast, beard cast, broadcast gain cast, pimp cast, and sleaze cast, and bicep cast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. Thank you so much for joining me for the quadcast, Twitch, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And of course, the podcast on SoundCloud and Apple Podcast. I'll see everyone tomorrow for 722 of the Gain Train. And I will see most of you, if you're not already, I will be seeing you soon too. But I'll see you all in Swolenormous X. So peace, McGeese. Deuce, McGoose. Yo, boy. Papa Swolio out. Hey, Swolenormous Nation. Just wanted to say thank you for all the love and support for the Daily Swole. I really appreciate it. Remember, you can find me on every single social media channel, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Just check me out there. And if you're interested in any of my programs, nutrition, workshops, yoga classes, please visit SwolenormousX.com.